Tender Loving Fun: A Guide to Adult Babysitting by Sam McHugh. First published 2022. 1. What is infantilism? If you've opened this book, you're at least open-minded to the notion of caring for an adult baby. Here you'll find more information on regression, learn what you'll be taking on if you decide to try the caregiver role, and become familiar with the nominal skills required for the unique job of big babysitting. As an adult, you have probably enjoyed some form of regressive activity yourself, something childlike or babyish that helps you relieve stress, unwind from a long day, or calms and soothes you. You might have a stuffed animal on your bed, enjoy watching a favorite cartoon from your childhood, or like taking a long bubble bath. Adult babies take this sort of behavior to an extreme. For an adult baby, there's nothing more sublime, peaceful, or calming than regressing to the state of a baby or small child. For someone like you, who chooses to care for an adult baby, the experience can be just as emotionally fulfilling and even transformative. So, what is an adult baby? An adult baby indulges in something psychologists call infantilism. Essentially, adult babies are post-pubescent individuals seeking the emotional experience of returning to childhood or infancy. To make this journey back in time, they use various regression techniques and items like baby bottles, baby food, bibs, and diapers to recreate an authentic experience. However, the psychologist term infantilism is old-fashioned and tends to be a misleading label for the worldwide adult baby community. While some infantilists do want to regress to actual infancy, the vast majority regress to something approaching toddlers. While the term adult baby is in common use, adult toddler would be far more accurate. Most infantilists prefer the term little one, which is an identifier I'll use often throughout the book. This term implies that infantilists enjoy being little, but specifying a target age or gender. Nor does it imply a sexual drive or any dysfunctional aspects. Adults in the regressive scenario are commonly referred to as bigs, perhaps more precisely identified as nanny, mommy, or daddy. Little ones are not dysfunctional. They do, however, have a sometimes overpowering drive, a genuine need to be babied, that can cause them problems. But then again, who doesn't have a drive or need deep inside that causes them occasional problems? When these needs and drives overwhelm or consume an adult to an unmanageable extent, dysfunction generally comes into play. That's where you come in. You can help a little one avoid any sort of visible dysfunction by recreating a time when they were unconditionally loved and cared for. In essence, you can help an adult escape being an adult, even if for just a few hours. Who among us wouldn't enjoy that? Many little ones are highly intelligent, effective people who conduct business, have an active social life, and manage complex interpersonal relationships with a high degree of success. Tucked away in their kitchen cabinets, however, are baby bottles, bibs, and jars of baby food. At night, these little ones may wet the bed or wear diapers. In their closets may hang adult-sized baby clothes. They may have and use a crib, high chair, and have toys and other baby things hidden away from prying eyes. While these people are not dysfunctional with respect to how they work, behave, and interact with others, they are very different. Society has a common and disturbing habit of expecting everyone to conform to a common set of ideals and behaviors, while still proclaiming that each of us has a right to individuality.